You are listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break. Nothing is really a mistake, is it? I mean, that's what everyone tells us when I'm listening to self-help books and podcasts and everything else. It's all a learning curve. And for years, I always thought, oh yeah, like I understand where people are coming from, but surely we do make some mistakes. So today I want to talk about a few of my own mistakes, and I can safely say, yes, I do see everything not as a mistake. I see everything as something to learn from and learn through. And to be honest, I get excited when I think about my own mistakes and paths that I can grow. Because then, you know, I mean, if everything's perfect, it's pretty hard to grow, isn't it, when you think about it? So if you've got something to reflect on where you know you can improve and you can become a better version of yourself, and maybe you can start a habit or maybe you can stop a habit, like whatever it is, it means it's low-hanging fruit and it's something that we can work on easy and we can make a bigger impact, which is amazing. So today, personally going over five different things that I've made, like probably in recent years, the biggest mistakes as an entrepreneur. This is definitely recent years because, you know, when you first start, there's so many different mistakes and probably what these ones are. But these ones are, remember, this is I am a seven-figure entrepreneur. And so this comes from this perspective, from myself with a team, scaling up and everything else. But if you're not there yet, like all this stuff applies. And I think it's really important to listen to different perspectives from different people and different industries and different niches and different stages, earning different income, you know, in different areas, because it helps you have a well-rounded idea on entrepreneurship and maybe things to look forward to and things to look out for as you're scaling up your business. So before we get into today's episode, don't forget I'm giving away a free mentoring session, a one-on-one session to one lucky winner that leaves this episode or this podcast a review on the Apple Podcast app. If you don't have Apple and you listen on Spotify, you can also leave a review on Google, actually. So if you want to do that, you can do that. All you need to do is simply just leave a review and then take a screenshot, send it to me on DMs on Instagram at jailong.co. I will see that and it'll be all good. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Okay, before we get started, I just want to say it is so hot in my studio right now. I'm in Australia. It's 37 degrees Celsius and at home, our air conditioner has broken, I think like maybe a month ago. So it's been so hot this summer. I'm borrowing a car at the moment and there's no air conditioning in that car. And at my studio, there's no air conditioning. So I'm sitting here and I'm sweating and it actually, I mean, if we're talking about mistakes, the mistake is I need more air conditioners. It is crazy to go to work and work in these conditions sometimes, but we show up and we do it because we love it. Sometimes we question ourselves, but that's okay. Now, I do want to preface everything the same as what you probably heard before is nothing is really a mistake, right? So everything is something that we can learn from. And I think this is really important and a really important mindset to have. I actually see a lot of people hold themselves back from something so silly, like a small mistake that shouldn't actually be a problem. And it's just viewed in the wrong way. So a lot of the times, like I talk about mindset all the time, but a lot of the times it's the perspective that you have. And instead of changing the mistake, sometimes you got to change the perspective. So maybe a mistake to you could be somebody else's success, like who knows? And I think it's really important, like when you're going into thinking and reflecting on like things that you've done in your career or things that you're doing right now, have that mentality of thinking like, is this the right mindset that's serving me right now? Or is there something that I can shift? So then that way it's not impacting me as much as it is right now. Or is this something simple that we can change? So these are really important. Something else that I want to share before we get started is I think a lot of people are trying to solve a lot of their own problems and get rid of problems. And I've said this time and time again, but it's really important that you don't get in the weeds and try and solve all your small problems, because you're always going to have problems. Like we all entrepreneurs, doesn't matter. Like, you know, when I earned my first $10 to when I earned my first $1 million, like I had problems in every stage of my business, every stage of my life. There's always problems. The issue is we obsess over really small, minute problems. And the problem is you don't want small problems. You always want big problems. So the bigger the problems are, it means the more that you're growing and you're scaling and there's growth there. So a big problem might be like, well, you overbooked this year. Like that's a big problem to have. A small problem is I can't get any leads. That's a small problem to have. It's a small problem because you know the answer. It's like, I just need to bridge my marketing gap. I need to be known by more people, right? So it's a small problem to have. A big problem is overbooking because now you have to have more conversations with people, or maybe you got to hire someone, you got to expand in some way. So there's been times in my career where I've had big problems where we've hosted online workshops and there's been too many people come in and it's crashed our servers. Like honestly, that's a big problem to have, you know. Small problem is not enough people are signing up to my webinar. Like that's not a problem I want. I want the big problems that scare me, that push me towards a new solution. So I'm always learning something, getting somewhere, doing something with somebody. And I think that's really important as an entrepreneur. It's like that growth mentality. So one way to grow really quickly is just by reflecting on things that you deem are not going as well for you as an entrepreneur. And what could you work on today to strengthen yourself and become that bigger version of yourself that you want to become? Because if you're listening to Make Your Break and a podcast like this, and an entrepreneur like me, then you're probably obsessed and you're probably out there trying to make something of yourself. So it's really important that we have that mentality. Now, I do want to say my mistakes are really funny because they contradict themselves. And this is a real lesson in life. Like so often in life, in business, in relationships, like things contradict themselves. And that's okay. Sometimes like something could be good and it's bad at the same time. Something you shouldn't be doing, but you should be doing at the same time. You know, an example of that is like someone might tell you, you shouldn't be on Instagram scrolling reels because it's just wasting your time. But then the next minute they might say, you should be scrolling on Instagram and getting inspiration for your own reels. Okay. So both of them, like it's the same thing. It's just different contexts and it can contradict itself. I don't know if that's a bad example, like who knows, but you get the point. You know what I'm saying. So number one for me is going to be contradictory to number two. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. Number one, not trusting myself and listening too much to others. Now, when this happens to me, I get lost in the weeds, and I don't know if this is for you as well, and I'm going to bring these around for you so it's not just about me talking, but I do want to be vulnerable and I do want to share my own mistakes. So number one is not trusting myself. Now, I know this sounds like airy-fairy and like it should be easy and everything else, but honestly, when I have like stopped listening to my own gut and my intuition, you know, that gut feeling that's telling you that you should do something or you shouldn't do something, and then I have been persuaded by somebody else or by some external thing, and then I start like not listening to myself, like not actually listening to my intuition, it never goes right. Like it never, ever does. And last year for me was really like honing in on that, like making sure that I'm listening to myself. Now, to get a little bit more deep with you, I actually, for the first time ever, actually, and this might surprise you, but the first time ever I went to therapy, and I did lots of therapy last year. And one of the things that kept coming up, my therapist was saying, like, you have a lot of problems because you're listening to a lot of people and you've got a lot of voices in your head and voices in your ears where now you've got no clarity because you're listening to everyone's advice, you're listening to too many books, too many podcasts, too much stuff, and you forget who you are and what you are about, right? Your own voice. And you let that just sort of slip away, even though you know the right answer, you're listening to somebody else's right answer. And that really hit me really hard. And I know if I reflect back now as an entrepreneur over the last 20 odd years, I think about all the times that I needed to be listening to myself more. Like there's been so many times, like, and every time that I have listened to myself, I've actually taken my career to a whole nother level. So this is really important for all of us to reflect on right now, because at the end of the day, you probably know what you need to do. Like it's your audience, it's your business, it's your marketing, it's your clients, it's your ideas, like it's your life. And so I'm guessing you know what's best for all of those things. And sometimes, of course, we get lost and we need to seek help, and that's okay. But what I'm talking about is like that true intuition, like the intuition of saying like, you need to seek help. You know, if you just go, no, I can't afford it, well, then you've gone against your intuition, gone against your gut. You did it based on an outside perspective or outside element, which was, I don't have enough money. So it could be holding you back and maybe you're making a mistake in your business. So this is really important. The same thing is like if you signed up to a coach and you're like, oh, I love all the reviews, but for some reason I got a bad feeling about it. Like, I don't know what it is. I can't find the bad reviews, but I just have a bad feeling. Then you shouldn't do that. You know, you need to always go towards your gut instinct on these things. Like, you know you, and it's really important to have that guard up and to understand where you need to be putting your time and attention and effort and everything else. And of course, like signing up to a coaching program, for instance, is a big deal because the opportunity cost is like you could have signed up somewhere else. And I get this all the time. Like people are like, man, I wish I signed up to yours, Chai, because I signed up somewhere else and I'm stuck in for a year contract. And it feels like it's a year lost in business because there's a lot of growth that I'm not getting because it's not what they promised. You know, I have heard that a lot of times and it breaks my heart. And who knows, like, you know, same thing might go the same with somebody else. They might be in my program and they're like, it's just not the right fit. I should have listened to my gut and said, no, I don't know, because obviously I don't get to hear those stories, but I'm sure there's stories out there for sure. So listening to yourself, I want to ask you, are you actually listening to yourself enough? Like, are you being honest with yourself? Like truly honest, like deep down, just going, yes, this is what I want. No, this is what I don't want. I'm going to make this happen. I'm not going to make that happen. Because if you do and you start trusting yourself, you will be so much lighter, freer as an entrepreneur, and you'll have so much more clarity because you've got one voice, one direction, one goal to go towards. And I think that is a magical thing. Number two, and this one's going to sound funny to you because number one was not trusting myself and listening to too many others. Number two is not listening enough to others and thinking that I know everything. So there comes a time when you do need to listen to other people. And it is different to the first one because the first one's like listening to myself first. But if I listen to myself and it says that I trust this person, I need to listen to this person's got the results that I want, they've got the framework, you know, they've got the shortcuts, then I need to listen to those people. I need to do that. I think the thing that's held me back the most in my career, always actually, if you think about it, is me thinking I already knew something or knew it enough to do it. And then I did it myself and I made all the rookie errors and mistakes. And we all know there's no reward for doing stuff on your own. Like we always think, I'm self-made. The only thing that rewards us with is probably being further behind in our career, being dominated by our competition and everything else, because we are stuck having pride, thinking that our ego is more important than our success. And so we want to do it all ourselves so we can tell people we've done it all ourselves instead of getting help. I am very guilty of this. And so I remember like the first time I signed up to a coach, for instance, it was really scary. And before I did it, I was so skeptical on doing something like that. I was like, what could they possibly teach me? Although this coach was making seven figures plus, and I was only making like at the time, like probably, you know, $100,000. So they're making 10 times more money than me. And I still had the audacity to say like, what could they possibly teach me? Since then, I've learned if someone's making more money than me, then I know they're better at business than me. They're better at marketing than me. They're better at sales than me, no matter how good I think I am. This is just the way it is. Like, honestly, that's how business works. Like how much you bring in from your business is a metric of the health of the business. So if your business is scaled up to 10 million, which mine hasn't, but if someone next to me has, I can say like, hey man, you're better at business than I am. I've never got there. I've done a lot of other things that you probably haven't done, but that specific thing I haven't done. Tell me, what do I need to do? You know, so then I will start seeking help from other people. So this is really important for me and it's really important for you because you can shortcut yourself to success. I know there's so many people with that scarcity mindset that says like, don't believe shortcuts. They're never there. Like you got to grind, you got to work hard. I understand all that, but there's also like you can show up and you can do it in a better way sometimes. Like there is a lot of things that I know right now. Someone came up to me, I'm like, man, I could give you a roadmap and you'll get success. Like I've literally personally mentored, like I don't know, wedding photographers that have gone from never shot a wedding before to six-figure photographer, like booking six figures worth of work within 3 months. Like that's 12 weeks. Like it's crazy, right? I think about that. I'm like, man, it didn't take me 3 months. It took me a long time. But now when I launch a course or launch a new business, it takes me a day. Like if I launch a business, we can be, and I have done this, I've launched a business as of recent and we've done six figures in the first day of business, which is amazing. So if you think about it, like the first time I made six figures, well, it's the first business I had. And if you think about all the lessons I've had over my life, the first business I actually went bankrupt, never made it. Second business, never made it. Like I just didn't get there. Third business, I hit six figures. That's when I was like a wedding photographer. I was like, finally got there. And then, and it took me 18 months, I think, or 12 months. The next one was 3 months. The next one was Wedding Photography Summit. It took 6 weeks or 5 weeks. And then since then, we've launched one and it's taken a day. When I think about that, it's because it's a repeatable process that I know over and over. I know that stuff because I've done it before. Like, I no longer need to be the person where I'm going bankrupt in my first business because I've done it. And I'm not saying I'm not going to go bankrupt again. There's a lot of new things I want to do, and I'm sure I will. One of my goals for the, you know, for me in my 30s was to become a millionaire, lose it all, go bankrupt, and then become a millionaire again. And so I'm halfway through my goals. It might sound crazy to you, but for me, it's because I don't want to be attached to money and I don't want to be attached to the success that I've built, because it's not about for me building something now. It's about me building my resilience and my knowledge and everything else, my network, and doing the things regardless if I'm getting all the money for it. So it's really important for me. So yeah, I just want to say there are ways to get through things, and instead of trying to work out how to do it, work out who you need to know to get you there. It's the best money I've ever spent is literally on people and finding out their how and getting them to help me to do it. Not only that, I'm not just talking about like with coaches and mentors and stuff, also employees, you know, VAs, like friends, like so many people in your corner. You've got people in your corner right now. I'm not saying you need to go out and spend money. You've got people in your corner right now. Like maybe you got a mentor that you don't need to pay. It's maybe it's your mum's friend that's super successful and she's got a fashion label, or it's your dad's friend, you know, that's like got a big photography company for years or whatever. Like, listen to everybody, man. Don't think anyone's irrelevant or they're too old or anything else. Like, everyone's got so much wisdom. You got to listen to that stuff, because that's the stuff that can take you to a whole nother level, and it has done for me. I know for myself, in the mornings when I go and get coffee, like I sit down with the oldies and we all have coffee and I hear the coolest stories and it gives me new ideas and sparks new inspirations, and then I get little bits of wisdom and stuff like that I'll never get anywhere else. I'm not getting from reels or anything, like real good advice from people who have actually done things, lived the things. And for me, like, I don't have the pride where I won't ask for help anymore. Like, I've got through that. So, but a big mistake that I have made as of recent is just not listening enough to the people that I deem I should be listening to. So this is really important. And just sort of checking things past them. Like, what do you think of this idea before I get into it? You know, so having a bit of a checklist before me just diving in, because I am a bit of a, like, I just go in and do things. Like, let's be honest. There is not much thought process that goes behind any project that I launch. I'm just like, hey, here it is. Plug it into my formula. Let's make some money from it. Let's make some impact. Let's do the thing. And that's pretty much it. Which brings me on to number three, which is hilarious because it's all contradicting themselves. Number three is shiny object syndrome. Hey, Make Your Breakers. If you want to download a workbook for today's episode, just go to jialong.co/260. That's jialong.co/260. You can download it and you can fill in all the little sections for your goals so you can have a successful 2024. Number three is shiny object syndrome. Let me know if you've suffered from this before. Most entrepreneurs do. And it's where we're working on the current and relevant thing that's right in front of us that we're excited about. Maybe it's on trend. Maybe other people are doing it. So we're doing it. And we find ourselves not sticking to our goals because our goals pivot and change as these new things come in front of us. You see this over and over and over. And I do this for sure. Like a shiny new thing is like, you know, I launched a whole nother podcast last year. It's called Educators Rising. I'm like, why have I got two podcasts? I could just combine them and have one. I'll start like another Instagram channel. I'm like, why have I got like 10 Instagram channels? Like, I should just have one. You know, I'll start another website. I'm about to start another website. Like, why? You know, and I think about this. I'm just always working on so many things and it gets out of hand for me. So when I was a wedding photographer and I started my next business, which was my education business, then I started the third business, which was my DJ photo booth business. I realized at one point, I was like, I'm taking on too much and nothing is going good, because success doesn't work by having lots of multiple things going mediocre. It works because you got one thing and you go all in on that one thing until it becomes super successful. And then you replicate and repeat that success. A lot of people think if you start two things or have two services or have two Instagram accounts, you'll get double the amount of work, but it actually halves, because you got half the amount of time you're putting on each account, half the amount of content, half the amount of time, half the amount of SEO going on double websites. Like, it makes no sense. And I've seen this. This is actually the biggest mistake I see as entrepreneurs, like, that they do. So for me, I got shiny object syndrome. I literally love looking around and seeing all the things. So as of recent, what I have been doing is I've been in a season of saying no. And honestly, it's been a hard time for me because my whole life and my whole career, I've been a yes man. I just say yes. And those every yes I see opens up a new door. And remember, like I grew up no money. Like I had to be resilient and I had to be resourceful. Less than ideal situation, like, you know, being bankrupt, all that kind of stuff. And so yes is the only thing that I had. There wasn't any privilege that I could just say no because opportunity wasn't knocking on my door, you know, every 2 seconds. Today is a different story though. Opportunity is knocking on the door all the time. What I'm realizing is if I don't say no and I say yes to every door, I can't get to all the doors. And it means that I'm leaving the best doors, you know, because I'm not even getting to them and I'm stuck in the weeds. And so this year and half of last year, I've been really intentional. Well, probably the last 3 months, I've been really intentional of saying no. One example is like, I used to say yes to jump on everyone's podcast. If someone contacted me and said, Joe, you want to be on my podcast? I got a new podcast. I'd say yes. As of recent, I'm like, most of those podcasts that I talked on, they don't even make it past 10 episodes and they just disappear and it's been a waste of my time and they don't even get published. I'm like, why am I wasting an hour each week doing this? Like I don't need to be doing it. I could be recording another episode for myself. So now I say, okay, come back to me when you've got 100 episodes and I'll do it once you have at least 100 episodes. And then that for me has been like such a game changer because it's put up a barrier of entry or like just like a little reminder of like, okay, this is a clear no, Jai, because of these reasons. Okay. So I want you to think about like what season you're in right now. And I do want to say this, me saying yes got me to the success on where I am today. And I do believe too many entrepreneurs, coaches, experts, and especially experts that were like, you know, trying to cram stuff down my throat when I was first starting, they told me to say no way too quick. I would say most people that tell you to say no have not even stepped into the realm of saying yes enough, you know? So you need to be in that space where you know what it feels like when you burn out. You know what it feels like when you took on too much. You know what it feels like when you make mistakes because this is important for your growth. So I don't believe, like, I just think if you start saying no too soon, you're going to lose some opportunities because people will know that you're just unreachable, untouchable and everything else. So for me now, I still say yes to pretty much most things, but I'm way more considerate and we brainstorm every opportunity. One example is I'm talking at a workshop in Europe later on this year. And it's in my busiest month. And I'm like, do I really want to travel to Europe? It takes probably 2 days to get there, 2 days to get back, 1 hour talk on stage. It's a big crowd and it sounds a lot of fun. Of course, you know, straight away, I want to say yes, like it would be great to do, good for social media, all that kind of stuff. But we weren't getting paid that much where it's like really covering all the flights and stuff. Like the payday is not the reason why I'd do it. So I was looking and said, what other reason can I do it for then? And we had a big brainstorm session in my studio for like 2 hours to work out like whether I should say yes or no. Then I actually reached back and I said, look, I can't make sense of this deal. Unfortunately, I have to say no. And I pulled out of it. And then they came back and they said, look, we can pay a little bit more. And I was like, well, what if I bring a videographer and we do this and this and I can make some different content and that will make it worth it for me because I can do something else with it. And they said yes. And then I was like, okay, well, now we made sense of the deal because before, obviously I'd make more money if I'm just at home, not traveling on the other side of the world for not too much money. So you need to work out like how else can I repurpose that content or what else can I do with it? And then once I got to that point of it making sense, then I was like, yes, okay, we can do this. So I think being more intentional like that means I've got bigger things on this year, but far less things, which means I can work on some really cool, impactful things that are coming out that I'm really excited about. So yes, unfortunately, I still have too many things on my plate. That shiny object syndrome is still playing havoc in my head. But to be honest, like a lot of the things I'm working on this year are the big things that have been on my goals list for many years now. So I'm really excited to actually dive in on those. Number four is not focusing on impact. Now, I don't know if you relate to this or not, but sometimes we lose ourselves because we have bills and overheads and registration for our car and gas and electricity and everything else that we need to keep on top of. And somewhere along the line, we start losing ourselves and we stop making an impact because we start doing it for the money. Now, I don't know about you, but I am a creative entrepreneur because I love being creative. And in fact, if I wanted to make a lot of money, I probably wouldn't be in this role. I most probably would be day trading, which I love doing as well, like cryptocurrency, or I'd be working on properties or something like that. Those are things I do in my spare time, but I do this because I love doing it and I love making an impact. Now, the issue is, as I'm like working and making an impact, sometimes I start, the shift changes when all of a sudden payroll comes through and I need to spend some money on that each month, or I need to spend money on rent and everything else. And then it starts dawning on me that I'm like, oh my God, we need more leads. We need more this, we need more that. And then I start monetizing too much. I'm no longer in the creative flow because I'm monetizing. So for me, that's been a big mistake. And for me, I am really starting to lose place of sight of why I started this in the first place. You know, so it's really important that I go back into the creation phase, because monetization phase is really important, of course. But let's be honest, like all the magic happens in the creation phase. It's when you're creating and not expecting anything in return. You're just building, you're putting stuff out there, you're helping people, you're making them feel connected. Like, I love to help and improve lives. That's what I do as a business coach, right? I want people to feel connected. I want them to feel included, and I want them to feel like they're having fun in their business again. And sometimes that's so liberating because people have felt like it's been a weight on their shoulders for so many years. They don't feel like it's fun. They feel like they're falling behind, or they're struggling, or they're just not getting leads, and they're always in that fight or flight mode, and no one wants to be there. So for me and the JLC and the business that we're building, it's all about empowering people to feel like they can do it, and business is really fun. And business should be fun because it is fun and it's really enjoyable. And that's the way that I see it. It's really creative, you know, and I want other people to see that as well. That is one reason why actually this year I am going to start doing webinars each month. So low ticket webinars on one topic. We are charging for it, but there's a few different reasons for that. It's $9. But the reason why we're charging is because, one, it validates the people that are coming in. They're not just like someone that's coming in and they're not going to ever watch it. Two, it helps us spread the word and get it out there without me stressing too much on like, how do I quickly try and sell some stuff so I can like run something for free? So I love that little formula. And for me, this month and every month going forward, it's just like a little bit of giving back where I'm not selling anything. I'm literally just, I want to create the best webinars I can so I can show up and I can teach and I can make an impact for those that need it, and on specific topics that people need as well, that I look around and I know people are struggling with. If you do want to actually find out more about those, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes to join the newsletter. If you're not in the newsletter, if you're not on my mailing list, you should definitely join, because I'm going to be dropping it on there. Otherwise, you will miss out. So number five, last but not least, and this one's a little bit vulnerable for me because it contradicts number four. It makes no sense. I make no sense. That's me being a creative. Number five is like running out of money. Man, if I could tell you how many times like I've come close to running out of money, or have run out of money. Last quarter of last year, like we went so far down that I had to add in some upsells for Facebook ads to help people with their Facebook ads, just so I could pay payroll that month. Now, it's not entirely because I'm bad at managing money, but there's a couple of different reasons for it. One is I invest all the money that I make, and I'm in the mindset of cash is trash. You shouldn't have cash. So I don't have any surplus anywhere. I keep it so lean because I know if I got money and cash in my bank account, I'm going to spend it. So the second there's something extra in there, I put it straight into property or into crypto or into shares, or like I invest every dollar that we get all the time, okay? Because I'm like building for a bigger future. I know that any kind of cash that goes in, hey, I'm going to spend it all. On a side note, just so you know, I pay myself a wage, a living wage of $650 per week. That's what I live off. Then the business makes money, and whatever's left over from that business goes into, from all my businesses, goes into investing somewhere. So that's sort of how I grow everything, okay? So it all feeds into each other. Now, for me, end of last year, like, there just hasn't been too much money because, to be honest, I've been working on a lot of projects that don't bring in money. An example of that is I didn't do the Wedding Photography Summit last year. I wasn't really launching the six-figure business map. We ran the Unrealistic Workshop, which, like, sort of broke even but, like, took a lot of time and resources, and there was a lot of opportunity costs for running that. There was a lot of things and a lot of decisions that I made last year that kind of led us towards, like, we had a lot of fun, but there was no money in the bank account. So this year, it's like getting back to just like not stressing about money and having a plan about it. So working out, like, each quarter of the year, what am I going to do to make sure that I'm hitting the targets and make sure the business runs smooth and I don't have to be stressed out every quarter because there's just not enough money in the bank account for taxes and for payroll and everything else. And just to be clear, to let you guys know, the business at the moment, like my coaching business right now, it costs roughly around, about $200,000 per month to run. So that's $50,000 per week to run the business right now. So at the end of the year when I'm getting the bill, and so that's not every month, because what I do is I look at the end of the year and it costs roughly around about $1.2 million. And that includes like all my marketing, includes all my staff, includes like everything, okay, everything. Now, that sounds like a big chunk of money to you. I know, probably, maybe not. Maybe you make squillions of dollars and it doesn't. But it can be volatile as well. Like, you get big tax bills at different times and things like that. So sometimes it can feel pretty stressful to be managing all of that and keep growing the business, because you don't want to just be servicing a business that you have, because then my business essentially would be dying. Like, I want to be growing the business, expanding the business, hiring more people, spending more on ads, spending more on marketing. Like, I want to be doing these things, okay? So I'm not trying to save at any point, but I'm thinking now, it's like, okay, so I need to make sure at the end of the year, I didn't just put it all in the business just for the sake of having a business, because then it makes no sense. If you're a business owner, you need to make profit in your business. It's the reason why you take on all the risk. It's the reason why you're waking up early and you're having sleepless nights and everything else. Like, you have to have profit in a business, okay? And it keeps you energized and it keeps you excited and everything else. So it's really important. Of course, the first couple of years, you probably won't have any profit in your business. That's totally fine. But don't forget, I've been an entrepreneur for close to 20 years now. So, you know, I want profit in the business so then I can keep growing it and reinvesting in everything else. So it's really, really important. But yeah, I got to say, I definitely run out of money more times than I should and more times than I like to admit, okay? So that's just me. Sometimes I am literally going, okay, don't know how next month's going to work. Don't know how next quarter's going to work. I am launching and building a new course right now that's coming out like later on this year. And I'm like, man, how am I going to foot this budget? I'm literally going to put it on credit cards, you know, to make it work. So I do go all in on everything. So that's just one thing about me. It's like, I go all in, I don't hold back. And for me, I believe in my vision. And if I didn't go all in, then what did I do? I didn't believe in it. I didn't give it all the oxygen that it needed to burn bright, and it was me that held it back. So if I was going to fail, at least I know that I failed putting everything into it, you know, burning everything, burning all the fuel. So I think that's really important for me just as an entrepreneur, that I know that every project that I put out to the world, that I've put all of my everything into. Now, this is an easy no if you're going back to number three. If I am not willing to put everything into it, I simply will not do it. It's an easy no. Like, if I think about next project, am I willing to go all in on that? Like, put all my money, risk it all for that project? If the answer is no, then it's no. Like, I won't do it. If the answer is hell yeah, I would, I believe it's going to be successful, then the answer is yes, I'm going for it. But I would never do something, especially at this stage of my career, until I'm ready to go all in on that project, okay? I'm not scared of failing. I'm not scared of losing. I'm not scared of making mistakes. I'm not scared of those things, okay? I'm scared of the small mistakes and I'm scared of the small problems. I'm not scared of the big ones. I'm welcoming in the big problems, the big mistakes. So I go all in because I believe that I am resourceful. I've done it all before. I've been bankrupt before. I've been in the situation where I have no money. Like, I'm comfortable there. You know, so this, I can thrive there. I'm resourceful. I can sell my way out of anything. Like, I know sales, I know marketing, I know business, I know leadership, I know communication. Like, I know these things. And so regardless if I had to go and work for somebody or whatever I had to do, you know, touch wood, I'll make it work. Like, I am very confident in myself in that way because I've built that confidence over years. So that's it for today. I hope these 5 different mistakes that I've made as an entrepreneur, especially as of late, helped you in some way. I know some of them might be unrelatable to you and your journey, exactly where you are right now. And I know some of them are probably going to hit home and you're going to feel it in your core, because you're going to feel like, yes, that's exactly how I feel sometimes. And exactly the things that I do. I should be saying no more. I should be saying yes more. Like, I understand. I also don't have money at the end of the year in my bank accounts, like whatever it is. We need to make sure that we're always sharpening up and we are not putting our pride first and pretending we don't make mistakes. This is probably the biggest mistake, let's be honest. If your ego is more and bigger than your hunger for success, you're going to lose it all. The second that you can leave your ego at the door and you go all in, mistakes, failures, everything, and it's out there and you're vulnerable and you're true to yourself and you know what it is that you want, you're going to do really, really well. Thank you so much for listening to Make Your Break. I'm going to see you next time.